Yes.
Okay. Good evening, folks, and Happy New Year. I'd like to welcome you all to this Ambrose Recreation and Park District regular meeting of the Board of Directors on this beautiful January 13th, 2022. Ms. Jones?
Yes. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Torres?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
I move we approve agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres, do I have a second?
Yes, I will second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Yes?
All right. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the consent calendar, or we accept the consent calendar as presented.
Dr. Torres, he's been elevated. Director Torres, do I have a second?
Yes, I will second it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you, Jess. We have no presentations this evening. We're moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening and Happy New Year, General Manager. How are you?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and the rest of the board. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir.
As you're acutely aware, Omicron is devastating our communities. And we're reacting accordingly. We're on a modified work schedule as we were during the COVID-19 pretty much this time last year. So our offices, we're assigning people as needed to the offices, the open space, park area. We're still attending to those as long as they don't present a danger to our employees or our community. And we're going to keep on the schedule for better part of this month. We're kind of mirroring the schedule of the cities of Pittsburgh and Antioch and Brentwood and our surrounding areas. So we're still trying to serve the public as best we can, but I think everybody's hunkering down right now as a result of this spike in Omicron. So we're working our way through that. We're working with Vector. As you know, we contracted with Vector for our audit this year, and we're working with them in preparation of hopefully presenting this to the board for review and approval. Jess, are we going to be able to do that in February, or do you think it might be pushed beyond that?
It might be. She said she might be able to get it done this month, so yes, maybe February.
Okay. That's the time schedule we were shooting for. There's been a couple of hiccups transferring from one vendor to another, but we're working through that also. I've been interviewing vendors for playground projects since we've been funded by Prop 68 for the two parks, Anuda and Lynbrook. The idea is that we bring a vendor on and we operate through a cooperative purchase agreement. We've done this in the past, CMAS. Which is a California multiple award schedule. What that does is the state actually does the vetting for us or the bidding for us. And usually small districts and small cities utilize this service when we don't have our own public works department. We're able to bring in the rules of the state it streamlines the process a great deal. So I've been talking to some manufacturers to see how they would best work under those guidelines. So hopefully I'll be able to make a presentation to the board in the February meeting of bringing somebody on board. Now, once we have them on board, that means the process starts, and that's where we start seeing some ideas, getting the community involved, meeting on site, trying to get some of the neighbors buy-in on what the designs of the playgrounds will be. So we're trying to get that kicked off sooner than later, just because we don't want to be idle and watch any more delays or price increases. And again, these are associated with the pandemic. The sale of Clearland property is still moving forward. We're in the due diligence stage now. So the buyer is looking at any zoning regulations, title issues, any leases that are currently in effect. And we've gone through this a number of times. The board should be fairly familiar with it, but hopefully this will be the magic one, and we'll get through that and hopefully have a successful sale of the property. Also, I just wanted to let the board know that if you remember, we did replace the storm drain at Ambrose Park. It was dilapidated and had broken and eroded significantly underneath the ground. And we saw that in a little bit of a sinkhole, and we've repaired that. But as you can imagine, once we got into the dirt and looking at the storm drain, we noticed that the irrigation system itself is dilapidated and long overdue for a renovation. So I'm in the process now of getting some initial costs. That's just kind of a jumping off point so we know what we're up against, and I'll be bringing that to the board in the future as a project. As you know, that Ambrose Park is the most popular park in the district, and this is an opportunity to make further improvements there. So, like I say, I'll be bringing something to the board for consideration in the future once I start dialing in some numbers so we know what we're dealing with. And at this time, I'd like to bring in Lori. She can talk to you about the effects on programs and some of the things that we're dealing with because of the Omicron and what we have coming up. Lori?
Thank you, Doug, and Happy New Year, Madam Chair and Board. Hope everybody had a great holiday. With the closures and the spike of Omicron, we have taken our youth basketball program and postponed this for till next month. Again, we need to kind of see how everything, you know, comes out before we can actually put a date that we decided we're going to start this program. Also, a Sharon J. Kempo class was supposed to start in January in person, and we delayed that. And they are looking to come back in the spring at this point. Currently, they're just doing the Zoom trainings. Our Maya Fitness has been delayed, and we're hoping next month to do a in-person fitness program, but that has been delayed as well, and also our gym. Our Bay Point Youth Academy has been delayed until next month, but a little bit on the academy. Just so you know, we do have 17 total in the academy. Before the Omicron spike, they were meeting Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4:30 to 6:30. They are looking to expand once things are more stable to a longer session, and especially when daylight saving comes to light, most of the kids have to walk to and from the academy. So again, looking to expand our days and our hours. And the teen center is also hoping to open once things are stable. They're going to start with the academy kids and then slowly open up to the public. Some great news, though, is we received a grant from Contra Costa County for our facility to enhance our senior program. We have a new freezer that's coming tomorrow for the kitchen. And we've got a refrigerator in the senior storage area, and we're receiving new cabinets as well tomorrow. So this is these are items that are very needed for the program and for our facility. During this closure, we are testifying the completion of painting the exterior of our building, as long as the weather allows. And we are also finishing up some of the painting interior doors and things like that inside our community center. And a little bit on the Ambrose project, they're forming the ADA walkways. They started doing that today. They're in the final stages of completing the RomTech building. But as you know, due to the vandalism, there are repairs that need to be done and fencing to secure and enhance our security and connect with the pool itself. Hopefully we'll begin ordering right after the job is complete, the equipment we need in our community, in our concession stand. And I probably should have a better sense of when we can do a grand opening next month. Like I said, this month, depending on weather, depending on the safety of the workers there with the Omicron spike. But hopefully next month, we're crossing our fingers that things will start moving forward a little more rapidly.
Thank you, Lori. Is there any questions for our general manager or Lori, Director Fullerton?
No, all good news. Yes, I do have a question. Did we have any staff members who had COVID-19? Is that one of the reasons that we are slowing down on the staffing, Doug?
Yes, the answer is yes, we did. And yes, that's part of the reason we're slowing down the staffing too. And it's just to reduce employees and the public from exposure. And so I think it's just prudent what we're doing, trying to minimize the spike during this, the cold and flu season.
Thank you. But everything else seems to be moving along, and so I'm thankful. And thank you, Lori, for that good information about all the recreation programs, and including the grant from Contra Costa County. The seniors definitely deserve new stuff. That's very impressed. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Director Paulson. Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions for the general manager or Lori?
No questions. Just wanted to say thanks to Lori and to our general manager for the updates, and say congrats to Lori for getting that grant from Contra Costa. That's definitely well deserved and much needed here in the district. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Torres. And good job, Lori, and thank you so much, Doug. Appreciate everything, all the information.
I believe
we have no legal counsel.
Sorry, I believe
we have no legal counsel.
Director Lopez Garcia is on the line. I think that's her.
Director Lopez Garcia. Am I hearing her, Jeff?
She's on mute. Let me try.
Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any comments? Are you there, Director Lopez Garcia?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can. Did you have any questions or comments?
I wanted to say yes, that again, you come through for us each time, and oh my goodness, I don't know what else to say. We got a grant now, and you guys are doing so fantastic. I'm so proud to be on this board, and I'm just really, really thankful, and you know, things are coming around. Thank you so much. Both of you worked so hard. Thank you. And I'm done.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Okay, we're moving on. There's no legal report, and we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any members of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
We do not.
All right. I'm closing it to the public. I'm bringing it back up to the Board, and there is nothing else. So we're moving on to Board Matters. But we don't have any board matters. Do I have to, May, you're the expert here, do I have to read this statement if we don't have any board matters? Ms. Director Torrickson?
I don't.
What was that?
I don't think you have to, Madam Chair, because we don't have any board matters. So you can just
Okay. Type it. All right, I will defer. Thank you. So we don't have any board matters this evening. We don't have any public hearing, closed session. So now we're moving on to committee reports. board comments and items for next month's agenda. Each member will be given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items that are directly related to the district. Director Tarleton, what say you, Madam?
thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just saying Happy New Year. Here we are, 2022, and looking forward to hopefully get this Omicron variant peak and settled, and so we can open up our doors to more of our constituents. I think parks are really important, especially now that we are all stepping back and going back again to our individual rooms and homes. And I know there's a lot of anxiety with families, and so being outdoors and being at the parks with will really help, and having that recreation activities for our children is very, very important. So with that, I'm just thanking everybody for all their work. Even if we don't have much going on, we are still moving forward, and we're still planning things for 2022. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director Clarkson. Director Torres, any comments or statements?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any comments this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez Garcia, any comments?
Yes, I do. I want to thank you guys for having this on Zoom, because I know a lot of people are meeting again and they're getting sick. I really have to give kudos to you guys for keeping this on Zoom, because it's so important that none of us get sick and other people. But I noticed in different committees that there's someone that came out or been in touch with the COVID. But I really want to give it to you guys. Kudos for keeping it on Zoom. Thank you. And that's the rest of my comment.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. I did just want to make a comment. May I was actually, I just wanted to mention this in light of the comments that you make, Director Collection. Our parks are still open. So even though we have some of the activities that reside inside spaces that have been delayed, all of our parks themselves are still open. I know Lynbrook is, every day there's a ton of kids playing basketball and tossing around the football and frisbee on the, you know, on the field. So, and I'm sure that's happening at the other parks as well. So I'm glad we have those spaces open, because we need them. And I also wanted to say, I know that we're going to hear from the general manager next month on the irrigation system for Ambrose Park, but I just think we need to kind of strap in there, because it's not going to be cheap. So we, you know, it's part of our aging infrastructure. It's something that we're going to have to, we have to address. But it's why we have remained so fiscally responsible, because we have to address these things when they come up. And luckily we've done that. We've been fiscally responsible. We've been really frugal. So when these things come up, we have the money to deal with them. So I am really patting all of us on the back as a group effort for making it, when these things come up, we have the resources to care for them. And General Manager, thank you again for all the work that you do. Appreciate it. And Jess, for your time and talent and always being so responsive to me. I appreciate it. All right, so on that note, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move we adjourn the meeting to next month.
And all those in favor say aye. Thank you.
Aye.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, folks. Thank you so much. Talk to you next month.